You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, January 19th, episode 3865, brought to you today by Worm Flooring. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody, and good morning, horse people.
Well, I'm back, and I sound like I've been talking for 4 days. I apologize for that. I have the deep announcer voice.
Are you sick
today? No, I'm not sick yet. Knock on something.
Not yet. Knock on something.
You know, there was a lot of people there in a very small space. So, and then I'm leaving tomorrow for WESA. So by next week, I'll be sick.
Okay. Sure. Save it all up.
Well, we're back together today as we speak with Joy from Retired Racehorse Radio about her new podcast. And also we have Auditor Janelle joining us to review the Defender Titanium 1200D high neck sheet that she got to try out. Plus, I'll give you at the end of the show, like I do every year, I'll give you a PodFest update of what's happening in the podcasting world. And we have some other horsey news for you. And then in the Auditor Post Show, we're going to talk the horses. We have some specific horses we're going to talk about in the Auditor Post Show. So that's all coming up today. And I want to talk a little bit later about the awards that were given at the USEF. I wanted to highlight one in particular, so we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, too. I read the focus group, and it looks like you and Ashley had a good time while I was gone, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, it's easy when you're working with Ashley. We have a good time and we don't talk about you at all. We totally don't talk about you behind your back.
And you know, I listen intently to find out if you are, you know.
I know you do. Yeah, you're paranoid. So I'm worried sick about it all the time, but hopefully we edited all of them out.
I will say I listen to the shows that you and Ashley do as much as you listen to the shows that Ashley and I do.
So. Oh, man, I love when you and Ashley do shows together. I just turn it right on immediately. I'm like, oh, my God, I need more Glenn. Like, I need some more Glenn. I don't get enough Glenn. So on my days off, when I'm on vacation, I need the Glenn.
I kind of feel the same way, too, actually.
All right, touché, my friend. Cheers.
We have been doing this together for a long time.
It's so funny. For those listening right now, he'll go, well, don't you remember that episode when we talked to that person? I'm like, it was not me. He's like, it was you. And I'll Google it and it was not me. And I didn't go back and listen to it because I don't listen to you.
That's funny. All right, let's do some. There's a reason we take days off. It's because we want a day off. So, daily winning time. I have a bunch of auditor birthdays today. Zoe Copulis, Kristen McFarland, Susan Altshuler, Angie Wilson. And happy birthday to all of you. We hope you have a great day. And I wanted to thank Amy for upping her membership. Thank you, Amy, for doing that. We do appreciate it. And also a shout out to my friend Paul Culligan, whose daughter listens to this show. Her name is Lindsay. Well, Paul was inducted into the Podcasting Hall of Fame. I sat at the family table with him. And she, years and years and years ago, he's kind of a legend in podcasting. He came up to me and said, are you Glenn? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, the only mission I was giving at PodFest this year was by my daughter to say hi to you because she listens to Horses in the Morning.
Hi, Lindsay.
So hi, Lindsay. And congratulations, Paul. Well deserved.
Well, so you're not doing the birthday sounders at all? You're too scared?
We're going to have a new birthday sounder soon. As I get somebody to sing one. So if anybody wants to volunteer to sing a birthday song for us, let me know.
We'll still add chili on the end of it, okay?
Yes, we will.
We have to do that. So I just wanted
Jamie
to say
happy...
Jamie
volunteered to sing it, and I wouldn't let her because we don't really want to torture
la,
people.
La, 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 la. Well, here, I'll sing this one. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Hey, happy 80th birthday to Dolly Parton.
Oh, is that today?
Yes, she's freaking 80 today, and she looks so amazing and incredible. I've been watching a lot of interviews with her recently, and just her spirit and attitude have just remained 100% consistently awesome forever. I mean, I'm watching videos and interviews from her from like the 70s, and they're like, well, what happens if you do this? She's like, I came from nothing. I don't care if I fail. If I fail, I'll just start over again. When you come from nothing, you don't care. Like, anything's a victory. I was like, dang, that's good. Just take the victories. If you fail, who cares? Doesn't matter.
Her husband recently died too, if I remember right, last year or two.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but she's doing great, I guess. And she just started a new business again too, like a brand new one. I forget what it was, but I read an article the other day. I was like, she's still starting businesses at this age.
If it's anything like Dollywood, y'all, I went to Dollywood last year. Oh my God, it's amazing. Like, that's the coolest place. Like, that's the best amusement park.
I agree. I think it's one of the best amusement parks in the country. The food's affordable. The food's really good. And the rides are incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
If you like roller coasters, Dollywood's a place for you.
If you just like amusement park vibes, like, go to Dollywood. It was so fun. It was just really, really... The place is beautiful. There's even like an eagle, bald eagle rescue habitat. Like, it's so crazy cool. So I liked it.
And while you're in town, you might as well do the moonshine tour. Do all the samplings.
I didn't do that one. I did not do that one. I'm good.
I was feeling pretty good by the time we went to two or three of those. It was like, if you like drinking hairspray, perfect. Perfect. Hey, did you see the article that just came out? I know it was all over the news. It was published in PLOS ONE. It's a scientific magazine. And it investigated how human body odors are associated with specific emotions, especially fear and joy, in the behavior of horses. Now, this kind of goes back to what Monty always taught and what you teach. So it was interesting to see it in the study. So this explored whether horses can smell human emotions through sweat. We all know horses can detect our emotions, right, and react to our emotions. But this was just looking at sweat specifically. So they collected scents from people watching either scary or happy movies. And I said, well, how'd they do that? How exactly did it work? Well, they had 30 human volunteers, and for 2 days before the collection, they had them follow a strict rule: no spicy food, no alcohol, no garlic, no use of perfumes, deodorants, blah, blah, blah. So that the people were free of scent from outside sources. And then what they had them do is they had them wear clean cotton t-shirts with cotton pads stapled to the armpits to absorb sweat.
When I read that, I was like, so basically they were wearing maxi pads.
I think that's probably what they used, the unscented ones. So they watched 20 minutes of video clips. The fear ones was they watched horror movie. And then the joy ones was they watched comedy sketches and dance scenes from Singing in the Rain and cute animal videos.
Oh, man.
So then what they did is they took the pads and they put them in the freezer. And then what happened was they took them out and they thawed them and they placed them inside of special breathable muzzles that the horses wore. This is so crazy. So the scent was right under their nostrils. And what they did find is that the horses did, their heart rates reacted more strongly to sudden movements and things like that on the humans that were distressed through chemicals alone.
Oh my gosh, that is... Oh, you guys... Our horses are so much smarter than us. They're like, oh my God, they can smell our fear. Like I knew that they could sense our heart rate and everything, but yeah, the fact that you can't fake it around horses. How many times I've said that you can't fake it? You just have to be it. You can't fake it. And you can't fake it.
We all know that there are dogs, obviously, that can, you know, that can smell senses like this. And I think cats can, and apparently large predator cats probably can too. But I never thought about horses in this way. You know, with this specific scent that they react to that. So
I just don't understand why they'd react to a human scent when they're, you know, supposed to be in a herd smelling the herds. I don't know. I don't know. It's amazing.
Well, I have a theory on that. I don't know if this is true, and I don't know if it's said in the article, but my theory on that is it's just part of their defense mechanisms because animals can smell fear in other animals. So why wouldn't they be able to smell fear in us, right?
It's amazing. Yeah. It is amazing. That was such a cool study. I'm glad you found that.
Yeah, it was really neat. And I think we all kind of thought this might be the case, and now they kind of proved it. So that was cool. So that was one story. The other story I wanted to mention, too, before we get to our first guest, is that the awards were given away for the USEF over the weekend. And there were lots of awards, but I wanted to mention two and focus on one. The International Horse of the Year was Greya, a 12-year-old Oldenburg mare ridden by Kent Farrington. She really dominated show jumping this year with 8 4- and 5-star Grand Prix wins. Grand Prix wins. So she definitely deserved that. And Oldenburg is our next breed of the alphabet. And I'm working on finalizing the interview now, but the Oldenburgs are up next. And then the International Equestrian of the Year was Boyd Martin.
Yay!
So I wanted to talk a little bit about Boyd. We forget sometimes that all of our listeners are not eventers, right? Or have not followed eventing. But Boyd basically was born in Australia. He grew up there. I didn't realize that his parents were both Winter Olympians.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. So he's born in New South Wales, Australia, and began his career as a working student for Heath Ryan. And he achieved early success in Australia and won the 2003 Adelaide, which is now a 5-star. And then in 2007, he moved to the United States to work for Philip Dutton. And then he established his own training facility. He switched over to the United States in 2009 as his official team and became a citizen. And then in 2025, the reason he got that award is he was the first American to hold the number one spot in eventing for the world, number one world ranking in eventing. And he was the first one to hold it in 2 decades. So he did very well this last year. His horses did very well this last year, and it's a well-deserved honor. I think all eventers know who Boyd is, but I thought I'd reiterate that for our Western fans out there.
If you don't know who Boyd is, please go search him on Facebook or wherever. He is so fun to watch and watch him catch up. His wife is a Grand Prix dressage rider. He has great kids that take riding lessons. It's so fun. 4-time Olympian. That dude's been in the Olympics 4 times. It's incredible.
And probably be in the 5th time coming up in the United States. I did read excerpts of his speech he gave, and apparently it's available on YouTube now. If you look up USEF 2025 awards, they apparently have all the speeches there, but it's available on YouTube. And apparently it was really good too. So check that out.
Cool. Well, hey, we're going to have Janelle Cameron on, and she's going to do a review for a blanket. Remember, we give out these test products to auditors. So remember, if you want to get involved when you hear these reviews and you want to become part of it, become an auditor. And then we give out these prizes several times a year, prizes, products, and then you get to keep it and you just come on the show and review it. So that's what we did with Janelle Cameron.
And I'm heading off to my 38th trade show. That's weird to say. This week, too. So I'll be looking for more products to test and to review. So there'll be a lot more of that coming. And I wanted to remind people that our Amazon store is still up. It's still running.
Right.
Still doing its thing. And I will tell you after the show how many millions of dollars we've made.
Oh, my God. It's the money. You know what? I haven't got a paycheck from you about that yet.
Well, if you come down to Dallas and meet me, I will buy you a coffee with the money. Well, it is time for one of our Stateline product reviews. And we have our auditor, Janelle, with us. Janelle, where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Okay. And I know it's been cold there this year. You've had some chilly weather.
Yes. Yes. We were expecting snow yesterday.
Did you get it?
I did not, but the barn where the horse is did.
Well, tell us about the horse.
Well, the horse is my schoolmaster. He's with my trainer, and it's about 2 hours from me. So it's
oh my God,
a different weather system, but he did really well in his Defender Titanium 200 Denier high neck turnout sheet yesterday.
And that's what we're talking about. Thanks for the lead in there. That was perfect.
Well done.
She's all
told you, I've been a listener for a while.
You said you've been listening for 14 years, almost since we started then.
Yes. I just started horses and there you guys were. So it was a great way to sort of commute the learning process.
Well, I hope we did something along the way to help you out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this Defender, I believe the Defender is a Stateline brand, if I remember.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but
And this was a 1200 denier high neck sheet. So this has no fill. It's just a sheet.
Correct.
Okay. So did you put it over something else when you use it?
No, we do sheets under the medium so that we can just pull a medium off.
Got it. Okay.
And he stays in a sheet. It's an OTTB. He's pretty big. We got a size 81 for him and it fits perfectly. This blanket is made for thoroughbreds.
It is. Okay, good. Because, you know, it's funny because when we were selling blankets back in the old days, Jamie will remember these days, when you would buy, they were made for one type of horse. And if it was a fat quarter horse, they didn't fit. That's why they started coming out with quarter horse blankets, because they didn't fit in the chest.
I need to know what those names are, because Craigslist, Carl, it's like putting him in a sausage casing when I'm trying to blanket him. Good God.
Jamie, I got you. I will message you later. I have a quarter horse cross.
Perfect. Let's do that.
I actually, looking at this blanket, I love the high neck because, you know, the full neck, you have to do all the straps underneath. And I love those for serious inclement weather, but just the high neck, if it's going to rain a little bit, I love that so much more than just the no neck. What are your opinion on the high neck?
It fits. He's very long and narrow, as with most OTTBs, and doesn't have any front gussets. So I find that gusseted blankets on a narrow chested horse kind of move around a lot, so that it has no front gussets really help it to stay. It's cut nice. It looks good on him. He's a gray, so it's black with gray accents. It even has little black hematite looking buckles and stuff. So it's a really sharp looking blanket. It looks really nice on him. It fits well.
It says it's black. Black and titanium. I love it.
Yes, we have an aesthetically pleasing blanket on top of a functional one.
So this does not have the leg straps in the back. I hate those, by the way, as a horse husband. They are not horse husband approved. Does this have the cord?
It has a plastic coated cord, which this horse has the melanomas around some delicate sensitive areas, which affects sometimes the quality of how things leave him, if you catch my drift.
Yep.
So having a plastic
wrap. You can say it. We're
that was well said.
Yes, he's very well fed. But the plastic coated tail strap is ideal for him. So that was just like a bonus. Like they knew this horse.
I'm the only one that hates those strappy things in the back.
My quarter horse's blankets have them. And I think it's necessary for a horse that's wide because the way they move, they just shift around a little bit more versus the way the thoroughbred moves. He moves front to back, not side to side, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, he's a lot narrower too.
Yes.
So overall, what do you think of it?
I do like it. The only thing, if you don't have the buckle 100% correct 100% of the time, when he rolls, the belly buckles come undone. I don't know if that's because of the titanium. It makes it a little slippery versus just the flat steel buckles on some of my other blankets.
Is it the hook and loop thing that I hate so much, the closure thing?
It's the little T thing that goes under the belly. If it's not 100% correct, he will wiggle it out, basically, in rolling. But otherwise, I'm very pleased with the blanket. It was a great fit for him. It's performed well. I love the plastic coated tail strap for him. It looks nice on him. He hasn't managed to rip it or do anything dumb. So it'll last him a couple of seasons at least.
Well, Glenn, if he hasn't ripped it, that's 100% bonus right there.
Well, Glenn, you'll love this too. I was just looking at it online, and instead of the T snaps in the front, it has little clips. You just clip it to the circle.
That's what Scooters has, and I got to tell you, that is so nice, because the T's in the front just drive me crazy. I love snaps in the front.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. All T's!
So, Janelle, thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it. Thank you for being such a longtime listener. I also appreciate that. You know, I'm going to talk about PodFest a little later on, and when you tell people how long we've been doing the show, first of all, none of them believe me. But then they were like, are there people? I got this question at least 10 times. Are there people that listen to all of them? And I'm like, yep, just like Janelle.
probably a 95% listen rate. You know, it's hard to catch up when you've got 5 episodes a week and you're out of the country or something. Mm. But I've been pretty consistent. There's a lot of good information here. And it's nice to not feel alone when you don't have a thriving barn community. So for those of us who are far away from their trainers like I am, or bored at a place that has a lot of kids, it's hard to feel connected to the community. So this has been a really good way to talk to other grownups who enjoy what I do.
And we're talking back. You hear us in your head.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Janelle. So, we appreciate you doing this.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity to give me a free product and let me review it.
Ditch the mats and upgrade to Worm Flooring Systems. Is the constant struggle with heavy rubber mats getting you down? Do you crave a more durable, easy-to-clean flooring solution for your trailer, barn, or any space, commercial or residential? Worm Flooring Systems solves your problems. Say goodbye to rubber mats and say hello to Worm Flooring Systems. No more liquid seeping through to the wood or aluminum frame. Slip-resistant grip that provides a cushion comfort, extremely durable, built to last and withstand heavy machinery and constant use. Plus, it helps insulate the trailer. Worm Flooring Systems, the perfect choice for applications all over your horse property. We eliminate rubber mats. Visit wormflooring.com to find a dealer near you.
I would love to welcome to the show our friend from Retired Racehorse Radio, my former co-host until she upgraded and got Kristen. Joy, welcome to the show, super mom.
Thanks, Jamie. I don't even know how to respond to that intro, but thank you.
Hey, everybody has to upgrade. It's all good, girl. It's all good. Well, hey, so how is super being a super mom? Like, you have twins, for those who need a reminder, and you're in the throes of like all the hard stuff. So how's it going?
It's good, honestly. Like, they're finally getting a schedule. They've learned to recognize each other, so they occupy each other for 15% of the day now. Looking forward to that percentage increasing. But yeah, it honestly has gotten a lot better than the initial newborn stage.
That's for stage is so tough. But how are you handling it? Because I know that those first couple months can be pretty dark for mama, and then multiply it times two. Like, are you coming out of it? Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine. I feel like I have done some crazy things with my postpartum time. I did not relax at all. I pretty much had to be kicked off of my work email because I would get bored talking to my children all day and my dog. So instead, I started a new business postpartum.
Yes.
So I'm doing okay.
So we now have Astrid and Company. Describe what that is and then talk to us about the podcast.
Yeah. So when I've been wanting to do this business for a while, it's like lifestyle coaching as well as professional coaching. So how do you make the most of your time without feeling that you are having to sacrifice or spread yourself too thin, but still achieve the things you want to do? That's been my entire life, whether it was getting careers I wanted, starting businesses, even my relationships I've had, just how I kind of have found myself. And I get a lot of comments like, we don't know how you do everything. And truthfully, it is a very simple method that I do, and I wanted to share it with other people. But I also know coaching is an expense that not everyone has. So I started a podcast. So whether you want to kind of do the work on your own, I'll talk about it there. But if you want one-on-one opportunity too, to like really work through goals you have, there's the opportunity to work with me directly.
So you give everybody a little taste and see what you're all about, and then they can book appointments with you to get more like one-on-one.
Yeah. Like, I want it to be as accessible as possible, because I really don't think people should feel like they don't have the time to do anything that they want to do, or they just feel like they are not worthy to have that life, whatever it may be. So that's kind of what Astrid & Co. is about. It's how do you make a meaningful life that comes from yourself and not letting the world tell you what your life should be?
These postpartum days have been very resourceful for you. Like, you've had to really look at things.
I was going to say, we don't have time for any of this.
Right?
Yeah. You know, again, it's the same method that I use. It's a 3-point step, which actually will come out in episode 3, but I'll give the teaser for everyone here. Everything I do is just a mixture of clarity, consistency, and confidence. That sounds super easy, but it really is if you practice it every day. It's like knowing exactly what you want and how you want it to come to fruition. finding the consistency to put it into practice every day and the confidence to go, I can do this, even when it feels like spaghetti is just getting thrown at the wall, because you have to start messy to get somewhere.
I will say that, and Jamie will back me up on this, that when I started, Joy was a listener before she became a host. And when we started working with Joy, she definitely was one of the more organized hosts that we've had on the network. Definitely more than me.
He didn't know what was happening in the background.
It's true, though. You definitely were. I was at PodFest and I told people, I said, a couple people, I said, well, why did you succeed? I said, I hired people better than me. That's how you succeed. So, and I put you two in that category. So, you just hire people better than you.
That's awful
now,
sweet.
Well, you can hire another mom to take over if you want. Just find one that's better than you.
That's true.
Nobody's
There's probably
better
them out
than...
there.
That's why they had nannies and wet nurses back in the day.
Yeah.
So tell everybody where they can find the podcast and when it's coming out.
Yeah, so it's Astrid & Co. podcast. You can find it on Spotify and Apple. And I'm pretty sure with Apple, it's on pretty much every podcast player. So go ahead and check it out. And it comes out, it's a very random schedule, but it's the 1st, 11th, and 21st of each month. So it's 3 episodes per month. I wanted 10 days in between. So you could kind of soak in the things, put it into practice, and then hear the next episode because they do stack on each other. So you don't have to listen to episode 1 to start, but I do recommend it.
Okay. And you said the name really fast and you know that name, but maybe everybody doesn't. Astrid is the name of your horse. It's called Astrid and Co. That is the name of it. And I'm so excited for you, Joy. Congratulations, and squeeze some babies and give them kisses from us.
Thanks, Jamie.
And say hi to Pie Guy for me.
Oh, of course, Glenn. Of course.
Oh, that guy. Well, I'll say hi to him later. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you.
Whether you're hauling to a show, heading to a clinic, or just clocking highway miles, fuel costs add up fast. U.S. Rider diesel savings, powered by open roads, can save you up to 50 cents per gallon at thousands of gas stations across the country. High mileage drivers could save more than $700 a year. It's free to join, and as a gift from U.S. Rider, you'll get free priority processing when you sign up. Head to myopenroads.com/USRider to start saving today.
Well, this is my 11th PodFest, Jamie, and my friend Chris runs it. And we had a good show. I think it was probably the best run show of all of them. And the group seemed a little different this year. There were a lot more gray hairs there.
I was going to ask you, like, what type of person goes to podcast?
It's usually 20 or 30 year olds who are starting, they're about their hobbies or, a motivational show or something like that. This year, it seemed to be I've met a lot more retired people who are starting podcasts about what they worked in their entire life. So I think that was a change. A lot more women. I would say women were 60 to 65% of the audience. I would say women were 60 to 65% of the speakers this year too. So
girl power.
Actually, there are more women now in podcasting, the business of podcasting, than men, I think, which is the first time since podcasting started when we did 20 years ago.
Well, Amy Poehler just won a Grammy for her podcast.
She won a Golden Globe for her
Golden
podcast.
Golden Globe, that's what it meant.
Which pissed me off a little bit because she's only been doing it for like 3 months. So I was a little upset about that. They did announce that. I'm glad they have podcasting as a category, but we did not win. Amy Poehler.
No, you know what? And you think of the most popular, I know I'm getting off here, but you think of the most popular, isn't Joe Rogan like the most downloaded podcast ever? And he wasn't even nominated.
No, he never will be. There's still politics involved in all award shows.
Yep.
So people are definitely more serious about it than I've seen in the past. And there was a connection that relates directly back to this show, to Horses in the Morning. So the Hall of Fame ceremony I mentioned earlier was held on Friday night, and it was great. These are the legends of podcasting, some of them that be back to the even before I was doing it. And there was one that her name is Veronica Belmont. She's been podcasting since podcasting started, and she's probably in her, I don't know, she must have been 12 when she started because she looked like she was in her 30s. So, but she was on a show called Buzz Out Loud, which was a tech show, a daily tech show, one of the first daily shows in podcasting all those years ago. It was because of her and Tom and Molly that I wanted to do a daily show, because I listened to their show and I said, I want to do a daily show. And then there was another one, a radio show called Bob and Sherry. So I designed the show, I modeled it after Bob and Sherry, but it was Buzz Out Loud that got me the idea to do a daily show. And they still do podcasting to this day. And I wrote them both congratulation notes. But Veronica was awarded, she wasn't there, she did it by video, which I was bummed about because I really wanted to meet her. So congratulations to her. That was kind of cool. And what I did learn, half of the sessions there, we did a pro track too that I lead, and it was a conversation for half the day, is AI, how it's changing. Not just, everybody thinks about AI from the front end. There are some podcasts now that are totally written and totally voiced by AI. And by the way, they suck, but because there's no personality to them. But AI is changing the back end of how things are done. The coding, all of that is being changed. We had a session in the pro session by this guy. Basically now, through AI, you can write your own programs, your own apps, something that would have cost you $100,000 to get developers to do. You can just talk it out, get it to make the tweaks, and it'll give you the code.
So, remember when they said coding was the most, like coding, the job will never go away.
Never go now away. Everybody should become coders. And now, so this is great for people like me. Like if I want to make a tracking thing for something that we're doing or something like that, it's much easier to do now because I can just do it, which I couldn't before. But also AI is changing how industry does things. It changes how I do things. It makes research for guests and all of that a ton easier. And I will give you all a tip. If you're looking for something on our website, a past episode of Horses in the Morning, don't go to our website. I'm telling you this. Don't do it. Go to Gemini or to ChatGPT and say, please tell me when this guest was on Horses in the Morning. It'll find the exact date, the episode number, and give you a summary of what the guest talked about. I use it all the time now to look at our past guests.
I just can't believe I just heard say, don't go to our website.
It's so much,
you're going to get in trouble.
It's so much easier to do it that way. And then you're going to end up going to our website anyway, but you'll know exactly where you're going, right? It'll take you to the page you need to go to. If you want to look up shingles, you just go to ChatGPT or Gemini and say, when did they talk about shingles on Horses in the Morning? Give me the exact episode number and the date. It'll give you a link right to our show.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. So, and a shout out to the ladies from the Uncinched podcast. There were two other cowboy hats there. It's the first time, I think, in 11 years that I've met other cowboys, in this case, cowgirls, that have a horsey podcast. They're out of Canada. They do kind of a Canadian horse podcast. They were absolutely delightful and a lot of fun. And their names are Britton and T. And by the way, they were dressed better than anybody else there, of course.
So, do they know who you were? Do they listen?
Yeah, they knew who I was. I don't think they listened, but they knew who I was. And they came over to say hi and meet. And then they kept saying, you guys got to come to Calgary. You got to come to the Stampede. We can show you around. We show there. So one of these years.
We were just talking about that with Ashley.
I know. We got to get there. It looks like so much fun. So anyway, we have a connection there now. They've been offering us press passes for ages, but it's very expensive because half the country comes into that. So I'm hoping that one of these years we'll get there, but shout out to those ladies too. So there you go. It was interesting. There were probably about 2,000 bright, young, shiny podcasters there, and the sessions were full, and it really did go very well. So
good. I'm glad you had a great time, man. That's fantastic. Like, as long as you continue to learn and then just, you know, tell me what to do.
I took a lot out of it, how to be more efficient at what we do. And efficiency saves us time, right? Time's our biggest enemy. It's always everybody's biggest enemy. So if we can be more efficient. So those of you that hate AI, I'm just saying it is a way to use a tool to make you more efficient and give you more time to spend with your horses. That's how I'm going to leave it.
Cool. And love it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my report. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Jamie will be here the rest of the week. And of course, we'll have our Tuesday and Thursday episodes. You're going to have Lisa with you this week. So you and Lisa can hang out on Wednesday and Friday. While I'm in Dallas. And then next week I come back and don't have travel again to the cruise in May. So I'm looking forward to staying home for a little bit. And hopefully I'll be able to talk next week. That's what I'm hoping for. You've traveled and haven't gotten sick, right? So I'm safe.
No, I always get, yeah, you're safe. So let's just go with that. You're totally safe. It's going to be fine. Everything's okay. Fine.
All right, good, good. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. All right, everybody. Auditors, hang on. We'll do a bit of a post show here for you as well. And I'm trying to find the closing music. There it is.
All right, well, while you're finding that, Spade Nintergeld, everybody.